March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month, and Centerstone recently held a symposium to help health professionals treat problem and compulsive patients with gambling addictions. And WSIU talked with one keynote speaker, Michelle Malkin. She's a doctoral student at Michigan State University. And you are a gambling addiction researcher expert?
Yes, I'm also a recovering gambler, so I tell a little bit about my own story, and then I do research now on gambling-motivated crime.
Wow. Okay, how can someone tell if they have a gambling problem? If I play the slots maybe once or twice a week, is that a gambling problem?
Not necessarily. A gambling problem is when it starts to disrupt any area of your life. It could be your family life, your financial, employment, etc. It usually happens when somebody has crossed a line into uncontrollable gambling, where they start to get urges and they can't control their need to gamble.
Suicide rates are higher with this group.
1 in 5 problem gamblers attempt suicide. That's 20%. And of course, we don't know how many are successful versus unsuccessful, but the attempt rate is 1 in every 5 compulsive gamblers attempt suicide.
And treating a gambling addict is different from treating other addicts.
But gambling addiction has it's considered a very insidious, baffling addiction. It has a lot of secrets associated with it, a lot of shame and guilt, and lying is a huge piece of it. Only 5% of those seeking help are successful in the first year. So you have only a 5% success rate. And it's because a lot of people don't understand the addiction. A lot of counselors don't know how to really address the issues around this addiction. They don't understand that it is an addiction and it's a brain disease, even though you're not getting a substance put into your body. And so a lot of people don't understand it. But also there's this, what I call a gambling fallacy, where gambling causes the problems in your life, and your brain thinks the only way to fix these problems is to continue gambling and get the big win. And so you don't think as an alcoholic, alcoholism has caused problems in my life and alcoholism is going to fix it. But you think as a problem gambler that gambling causes problems in my life, and as long as I can just get that next win, I can fix those problems. So it becomes this insidious circle that makes it very difficult for people to get the help they need and to be successful.
Bill Johnson has worked in the addiction treatment and prevention field for over 4 decades.
I think if you take the national average, which is 2% of the people exposed to gaming will develop a disorder, the more gaming that they're exposed to, such as video gaming, sports betting that's coming on the horizon, more of those people and the convenience of it, are we're going to see an increase in folks that are addicted with that disease.
The businesses that make money on gambling. In your profession, in your gambling addicts, you don't want to put all the casinos out of business in Illinois, do you?
No, sir. We have no position that it's good or bad. As a matter of fact, the Illinois Casino Gaming Association are big supporters of problem gambling treatment and awareness, and are constantly at the table with us discussing with the providers and with the other people about what we can do as a concerned citizen of the state of Illinois. They're concerned too. It's not good for the casinos when somebody commits suicide and they have a gambling disorder, or when they steal money because they have a gambling disorder. It's not good for business, and it's not good socially for our state or our communities.
And Centerstone, a behavioral health care provider, is holding a gambling disorder screening day Tuesday, March the 10th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at their Marion location and the Carbondale location. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.